Chapter 3 When Styles is 14, he is woken up in the middle of the night by his shadows. At first, he doesn't understand what's going on. All he knows is that something is wrong and they want him to do something about it. He has no idea what that something is or where they want him to go or what they want him to do, but they are freaking out, climbing along the walls and rolling along the floor in giant waves. Styles tries to calm them down, stepping out of bed and letting them crawl up his body and cover him. He does his best to hug them, even as they continue to twist and wither around him. They aren't happy, and Styles has never seen them like this before. Agitated and restless, pulsing and snapping and moving more than Styles has ever seen them. He can feel them in his chest, their fear and worry, and their anger. He's never felt anything like it before. It's always been the other way around, always been the shadows calming him down. Styles doesn't know what to do now that it's the shadows that are upset, seeing as he's never had to comfort them before. They want him to leave, and Styles has been sneaking out for so long that it doesn't take more than a thought to get out of the house. The shadows lower him out his window, settling him gently on the ground before they wrap around him to keep him from being seen. He heads to the hospital briskly, as that's always where the shadows want him to go. In the last few years, his promise to Peter has held true. Styles visits him regularly, almost every day, and the shadows will get restless if he goes more than 3 days without seeing him. Usually, all Styles has to do is start walking towards the hospital for them to calm down. But that doesn't seem to be the case tonight. Even as they get closer, they don't calm down. His shadows stay wrapped around him, keeping him from being seen. But they don't stop shaking and quivering. It doesn't stop them when they open the side door, nor when he walks down the hall to Peter's room. The door, when he gets to it, is open. Styles frowns, knowing that the shadows are silencing his footsteps as he gets closer. He's never before seen Peter's door open during the night. Not a single time in the last 3 years. The door to the room opens silently. Styles is able to slip inside without a sound, and his eyes widens at what he sees. There is a nurse that Styles has never seen before in the room. His shadows get even more upset when Styles spots her, slinking along his back and growing above him, layering against one another until Styles can lean back into the solid mass that they've created. He has never felt them like this, and it scares him. Styles has to bite into his bottom lip so hard that he tastes blood when he realizes what's happening and why his shadows are so angry. He can't see exactly what she's doing from behind, but Peter's sheet is flipped up. He's never seen anything other than tucked in, and a feeling he doesn't like settles heavily in his stomach. Her arm is moving, and Styles can tell that she's moving her arm in long strokes up and down Peter's leg. A blinding fury fills his chest, and in a second he's so angry that he can't even breathe. He wants to rip this lady apart for touching Peter like this, and not only because Peter is his, but because Peter is still unconscious. Styles' dad is the damn sheriff, and he knows enough about consent to know that Peter can't possibly give it like this. Before he can think of anything better, he's speaking. "Hello?" Styles says softly. He pushes his voice higher than it naturally is and forces his eyes a bit wider than they naturally look. The nurse turns to him with wide eyes, though they sharpen when she takes in his appearance. She ignores the rage that is building inside his chest and does his best to make his lower lip quiver. Hello? I was looking for my mama's room, and I know I'm not supposed to, but I miss her, and I wanted to see her, but I got lost. Could you help me, please? The nurse's face shifts, and she displays several emotions that she probably doesn't mean to be so easily read. Styles can see how her annoyance melts away to concern, and Styles catches the way she hastily flicks the blanket back down to cover Peter's leg. When she takes a step forward, his shadows reaches towards her at once, and Styles has to use every single bit of his strength to keep them back. He turns away and scrubs at his eyes so she'll believe he's embarrassed about crying, and he uses the moment it grants him to push the shadows back even as they fight him with everything they have.
"Kill her,"
they demand. "Just wait," he tells them, his entire body trembling with the control he's exerting to keep them down. He has never done anything like this, and it hurts. But he knows that they can't do it here. Not in Peter's room. So he takes a deep breath and focuses on the growing anger, and uses that emotion to keep them pushed back as he follows her through the hospital. He knows the building better than he has any right to, but he has spent years sneaking into the place. His dad is the sheriff, and there are little things that Styles has learned throughout the years. Things to watch for and pay attention to. It's easy to spot cameras when you know what to look for. They're turning the corner when Styles does it. Styles knows he has 11 steps before the camera will pick them up. It's a silly flaw in security, and one Styles is glad to know of, as his foot touches down on their second step. He lets go of the hold he's managed to keep on the shadows and urges them forward. He stops, watching as the shadows jump from the floor and wrap themselves around the nurse's torso. They climb up her body in a swirling mass, and by the time she opens her mouth to scream, she's nothing but endless darkness. Styles doesn't think about what the shadows are doing when he turns away. He doesn't think he wants to know. And for the first time, he's thankful that he never had to control them like his mama had. Her magic had been different, Styles knows now. And she had to control the shadows with an iron grip. For him, the shadows are his friends. They do what he asks because they like him and he likes them too. They mean so much to him and he's so thankful for them. Like now, when Styles can walk away filled with confidence that his shadows are going to take care of the nurse and that he doesn't have to be there. As he hurries back to Peter's room, a few stays with him, padding his steps and keeping him quiet. He can feel the others, can feel what they're doing. They're elated. And a laugh almost bursts from Styles' throat, filled with a joy that is not his own. He hurries back to the room with his heart in his throat. He has an idea of what the nurse had done, but it's the last thing Styles wants to think about. Instead, he focuses on the way his shadows are pulsing with glee. He doesn't try to find out what they're doing, still feeling a little uneasy from having to exert control over them. But he does let what they're feeling filter into his chest. By the time he lets himself back into Peter's room, he knows that the nurse is gone. There is no way she has lived through the shadows. And Styles doesn't mind. He knows that they will make sure it never gets back to him, so he's not worried. He does think he should feel something about her death, but then he pushes into Peter's room and sees him lying there, completely defenseless, and his heart fills with rage all over again. "Hello, Mr. Peter," Styles says quietly. He doesn't call him that always, but his heart is racing and his fingers are shaking and he feels like he's going to fly away. "I am so sorry." He rests his weight against the edge of the bed, gripping the metal edge until his knuckles turn white. His eyes are burning, but he does his best not to cry. When he's able to take a deep breath without choking, he slips his hand under the sheet to find Peter's. He leaves it down, leaves him covered, but he wraps his fingers around Peter's, and he starts crying again, when Peter's hand wraps around his own, tighter than it has ever been before. He leans forward, resting his forehead against Peter's arm, through the blanket, and holds his hand, and lets the shadows slowly return to him and cover them both. "No one is going to hurt you again," Styles tells him, his voice echoed by the shadows, and Peter's hold on his hand tightens even more. Styles can't sleep. Every time he closes his eyes, he sees that nurse standing in front of Peter's bed, the blankets flipped up as her arm moved. Styles had been filled with rage when he'd first walked into the room. But now it's shifted into something else, Oh, he's still angry. But the reason behind that anger is different. He's still furious that someone touched Peter without his permission, but he's also angry that someone touched something that was his. He doesn't know where the thought comes from, and he doesn't know what to do about it. Stiles has known Peter for years, sure, and the man is, well, really important to him, but Stiles tries not to think about why that is. Just like he tries not to think about how pretty Peter is. And maybe that's why he's so mad. Because Peter is gorgeous and Stiles may just possibly like him. A little. He lets out a breath at the admittance. Now that he's finally let himself think the truth, it's like his brain won't shut up. He's assaulted with thoughts and images. Things like walking around tucked under Peter's arm and driving out to the Overlook and walking to classes with their hands twined together. Even though he knows these things will never happen for so many reasons, he still thinks about them. "He's ours," the shadows hiss. And maybe they're right. Maybe Peter is his. And that's why he's always been so drawn to him. It doesn't explain why he's so attracted to him. But it has to be more than that, right? It's not just his shadows that feel that way, Stiles can admit. Peter's jaw is sharp. And Stiles pictures that now, lying on his bed with the sheets thrown off him. He's only wearing boxers, and a hand rubs across his chest. His stomach feels warm, the feeling he's begun to learn to be arousal growing as his skin tingles. Peter has a nice nose, and Stiles pictures that too. Pictures the half of his face that's littered with scars, healed to thin white lines by Stiles' shadows. Stiles likes the way the scars trail under Peter's shirt, and he enjoys the texture when he holds his left hand. He wonders what that hand would feel like on him, over his skin, and he lets out a breathless noise as he pulls his boxers down. His dick is already hard when he wraps his hand around himself, but he closes his eyes as he pictures Peter above him. He's never kissed anyone, but Peter is older. He probably knows how to kiss really well. It's easy to imagine it. Imagine what Peter might taste like and feel like. He likes the thought. Stiles works himself faster. Just the picture of Peter spread out of him make his balls feel tight. It feels so good, and his balls feel tight and heavy. He plays with them as he strokes himself, imagining Peter's hand touching him there. A tendril of shadow wraps around his cock, and Stiles bites into his palm to quiet the cry he lets out. His dad is down the hall, and he has to be quiet. He squeezes his eyes closed as it works him. The feeling is so different than anything he's ever felt before. It's cool, and it's working him slower than Stiles usually works himself, but it's so good. He's never felt anything like this when masturbating before. He thinks of Peter and wonders what his cock would look like, if it would be thick or long. He's seen a few porn videos, not many, but some, and he imagines dicks he's seen in those videos attached to Peter's body. Stiles comes when the shadows pinch his nipples. He had no idea they were sensitive, but the moment a shadow is pressing them, he's spilling over his stomach, hot cum marking up his belly. He pants through his orgasm, the shadow milking him through it all, and he collapses back into the bed to try and wrap his mind around what just happened. Well, his shadows just gave him a hand job, and he'd only thought about Peter.